Once again, we say welcome aboard. It's good to be with you at this time. Brother Munn speaking. Our program here called A Fisherman's 5-Minute Look at the Book from the book of 1 John. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. Very popular verse. Popular to the extent that among those who love the Word of God. 1 John chapter 1 and verse 9, it's kind of like 1 John 5:13, kind of like John 3:16. You know, maybe Romans 10:13, Romans 3:23, Romans 6:23. Go to the good verses, you know. And here, the book of 1 John, 1 John chapter 1 and verse 9, it talks about what we are supposed to do with sin. Now, yesterday we saw a bold profession. You know what, some people, when we read our verse, and I'll read it, 1 John 1, 9, if we confess our sins, I've had people say, I have none. So, we're back up to verse 8. Verse 8, let me read all of verse 9. If we confess our sins, he, speaking of God, is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we'll confess this to God, God will give forgiveness. Why? Because sin is against God, not just those people who may be on this earth that we've sinned against, maybe even against our own selves. But it says in verse 8, it says, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. A bold profession. If we say we have no sin. You know, the worst kind of sin is no consciousness of sin. Once again, people identify sin today as maybe some disease or people that are emotionally crippled, my friend. No, the Bible says all unrighteousness is sin. If it's not right, it's wrong. And if it's wrong, it is, go ahead and say it, right. It is sin. All unrighteousness, my friend, is sin. So a bold profession. If we say we have no sin, evidently, this is preserved for us in this passage. The Spirit of God would help us to know that there are those who are going to plead innocence. And that's exactly what took place in Genesis chapter 3. The first two that disobeyed God. Adam blamed it on Eve. Eve blamed it on the devil. And I'm sure the devil blamed it on God. You know, we're not taking responsibility. Verse 8 again. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. I've had people tell me, I didn't do anything wrong. You know, this is a horrible deception. You deceive yourself. It's one thing to have someone to deceive you. And there's plenty of that going on. Well, it's 2 Timothy chapter 3. It talks about evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse. It says deceiving and being deceived. There are people today that are out. The devil has them everywhere. Deceiving people, especially in the realm of religion. It's one thing, my friend, to be deceived by someone else. But to deceive yourself? It says here, deceive yourself. What a condition to be in. A person says, I'm not that mad. I'm not that bad. And I've had people tell me something like this and trying to show them the need of being saved. Many just think, I'm not a bad sinner. Well, what are you, a good sinner? You know, there's no such thing. And as far as sin is concerned, there's only one thing to do with it. And that is, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins. A warden said this one time. He said, the hardest job I've ever found in working with prisoners, in any prison or jail system, he said, the hardest job is to convince men that they have done wrong. You understand what I'm talking about? I've raised 3 children. I've seen this in the life of my children. Human nature is human nature. I don't care if it's preacher's kids. I don't care if it's a wicked man's children, you know. Children are children. And as far as children are concerned, sometimes it's the hardest thing to do to have them to understand, yes, Dad, I know I did it and I'm wrong. It's just so hard to see that. It's easy to deceive yourself. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. And then what position does this find us in? It says this, and the truth is not in us. No truth can dwell in where there is pride and self-righteousness. When we plead our innocence, we make God a liar. The Word of God is not in us. For that being true, sin separates us from God. Now I understand Isaiah 59:2. Your iniquities have separated between you and your God. Your sins have hid his face from you. Why? Because there's no truth in us. What to do with sin? So easy. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Until tomorrow, Fisher Munn saying goodbye.